This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this day after the New Hampshire primary. We're going to break down what happened last night and what's going to be happening in the future. Richard Reeves, our reporter who was live on the ground in New Hampshire, is going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour. We're also going to be talking in the second hour to the vice president of the Border Patrol Union. And he's going to talk to us about what the president recently said, the president of the Border Patrol Association, the union there, saying, if you're going to have us release people that we have caught, you might as well just erase the immigration laws. And that's essentially what Obama is doing. So we're going to talk to him about a wide variety of things on the immigration front. I was just down at the border last week, took a couple of days off with my wife. It was her birthday. Went down to the Big Bend National Park, first time I'd been there, down to the Rio Grande, and we ran into the permanent Border Patrol station about 50 miles north of the Rio Grande border, quite a bit north of the border. Just drive up and they ask you, are you an American citizen? Okay, you can go on. I said, are we at the border? What is this about? What possible good could that do? There's absolutely no sense to what's happening with the Border Patrol, with the borders that we have. It's been erased. The law's been erased. The borders have been erased. So we're going to be talking to him in the second hour about the issues and the frustrations that they feel. You know, we feel frustrated. I felt frustrated with the border agents who were asking me that stupid question. It's nothing but security theater. But that's what they've been told to do. They've also been told to release people that they have captured and not to track them because so many people were just ignoring their notices to appear in court. It was an embarrassment to the Justice Department. So they said, well, let's just forget all of this and sweep it under the carpet here. So they're frustrated in both directions. They see dangerous people coming across. We have MS-13, other gangs that really are a consequence, intended or unintended, a consequence of the war on drugs. And, of course, the rest of the people who are coming across, this is part of the amnesty program that Obama and others have done, going all the way back to Ronald Reagan. But when we look at what happened last night, it truly is a shakeup of the establishment, especially on the GOP side. New Hampshire was where we were supposed to see the champion of the establishment pop out. And, of course, there's a lot of establishment connections there. I was listening last night after our live coverage on the way home. There was an interview with former Governor John Sununu, who was, I think, the chief of staff, if I recall correctly, with the administration of George I. And he was talking about the various issues. And, of course, he was all about the governors. We were going to push the governors. Well, it didn't work out too well for the governors. It didn't work out too well for their chosen robot, Marco Rubio. So now the situation is essentially, help us, Obi-Wan Kasich. You are our only hope. That's what they're trying to do is now push John Kasich. He's their last hope as an establishment candidate. We've got a lot of news to cover today. We're going to break down what's going to happen with these candidates. We have Chris Christie now apparently considering whether or not he's going to continue to run. We're going to look at what people are saying about Hillary Clinton. The collapse of the Clinton campaign in New Hampshire was staggering for everybody who was watching it, and we're going to break down the different metrics of that. Of course, another angle to this is that Trump has single-handedly brought back freedom of speech. That's what an article we have up on Infowars.com is pointing out. At the same time, we got a major city now banishing the term founding fathers. We've also got some videos about how students are being shown an unequal opportunity race, propaganda for students to drive home the idea of white privilege. We have a major Supreme Court decision where they have put on hold Obama's war on coal. They said they are not going to take a look at this. They have put a stay on the execution of these executive orders that are being implemented through the EPA. They say that's not going to happen until the next president takes office. So that's a very interesting development, and that's going to have a lot of bearing on the presidential race as well as Supreme Court appointments that may be possible. We're going to talk about that as well. Stay with us. We've got a lot of news.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, into the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands. And it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You've heard Infidel Body Armor ads for years. You've thought about investing in body armor, but just haven't found the time. Stop. Now is the time. You want the industry leader. You need a proven product. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Products made in the USA, designed to protect Americans. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Get yours before time runs out.
You got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today on this Wednesday after the New Hampshire primary, the first voting, first primary in the nation. Of course, we have the Iowa caucus. A little bit different. We had a record turnout for the GOP yesterday. The Democrats were lagging a bit behind that, according to Washington Times. Yet, the excitement wasn't there for Jeb. Gawker reports that a Yahoo reporter asked Jeb this weekend, says, what gives with the exclamation mark? And Jeb came back, take a hike, man. He's getting tough, or maybe frustrated. They say how the tune has changed for Jeb. Just last week in Iowa, he was very proud to be an exclamation mark. This guy, I think his exclamation mark is now a question mark, a very big question mark behind Jeb's name. He spent a great deal of time in New Hampshire, and he had precious little to show for it. As a matter of fact, Chris Christie was also there. Kasich, Christie, Jeb, they put a lot of time, invested a lot of time in New Hampshire, as well as did Rubio. Rubio melted down in the debate, as we all know. And, of course, Jeb did poorly, coming in, I think, as fourth or fifth place. And Christie is down so low. He finished below the 10% threshold. That's significant. Anybody who finished below 10%, all their votes rolled over to the first place winner, which was Donald Trump. So his delegate count was skewed way ahead, even of his strong 34-35% showing in the actual vote totals. He got even more delegates from that. But of course, the person who is way ahead in the delegate count is Hillary Clinton. She may have taken a shellacking in the popular vote yesterday, but she already had the bases loaded when she began the campaign. Back in November, as reported last night, she had 422 delegates. Bernie Sanders had about 30-some-odd delegates. So she had 15% of what she needed before the election even started. How could that be possible, you may say? Well, it's the superdelegates, the delegates that are above, that's the sense, I guess, in which they are super, they are above the wishes of the voters. These are people who are members of Congress, people who are Democrat Party officials. They get to vote however they wish, and 62% of them had already gone to Hillary Clinton. There was 1% for Bernie Sanders back in November, and then the rest of them, 30-some-odd percent, 37, whatever was available as superdelegates. So she had a huge advantage. As I said, the bases were loaded for her before this thing even began. It's a little bit different on the Republican side. Yes, they have superdelegates. They don't have quite as many of them, but they do have their ways of rigging the system. And of course, we have to watch that very carefully. They have a different game. They each play a different game. They each have ways that the establishment rigs the system. I thought it was interesting that Marco Rubio just squeaked out right over the 10% number. I think he was like 10.7%. Almost lost his votes to Donald Trump in that it almost fell below 10%. But, you know, when it's close like that, that's when they can nudge. That's when they can push things. That's what we saw happen in Iowa with Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. Let's take a look real quickly at what The Guardian says. I think they really summed it up with Donald Trump. They say he tore up the rule book of American politics, and he is winning, as Donald Trump would say. Trump did not just tear up the rule book in New Hampshire, The Guardian writes. He shredded it. He burned its remains. His defiance ran to both the large and the small. Conventional wisdom says the voters of New Hampshire can only be won over one at a time by retail politics of the most intimate kind. They won't give you their votes unless they've seen you eyeball to eyeball, ideally several times. But that was the logic that informed Ohio Governor John Kasich's campaign. He did 100 town hall meetings in the state, and of course that got him to second place. And as Richard Reeves, who's going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour, was reporting from New Hampshire, he said nobody had a ground game like Kasich. He spent a great deal of time there. He and Christie spent over 70 days there. They spent the most amount of time. I think Jeb was there probably that same amount of time. The graphic that I saw, surprisingly, omitted the number of days that Jeb Bush had been there. But the two that they reported as being there the most were Kasich and Christie. Say, Trump, though, did none of this. He skipped all the tiny meetings. He didn't do any drop-bys to diners, okay? What he did was he would fly in, hold these massive rallies, and then fly back out. He didn't spend a single night in New Hampshire. The other thing that he did was he broke, as they point out, the golden rule, thou shalt not cross Fox News, okay? He did it, and it didn't hurt him. As a matter of fact, they said it gave him favorable coverage from other outlets who were more than happy to see Megyn Kelly get her comeuppance. I got to say, that's one of the things I've enjoyed most about this campaign is the back and forth between Donald Trump and Megyn Kelly. And he has he's done a great deal with that. You know, when you look at Jeb Bush, he came back, and last night he celebrated. And this is what he had to say. And by coming in fourth or fifth, he said, I'm not dead. That was his big victory last night. He was not dead. And I think when you look at Jeb Bush, he just cannot communicate, even worse than his brother W. You know, he had that speech where he went in and talked about how you needed strength, you needed a strong leader who wasn't going to be bragging about things, and then he kind of stops and he goes sheepishly. After he's been talking about how America needs a strong, silent type, he kind of sheepishly says, please clap. Remember that? Well, you know, he's also said he could drop his pants and no one would notice. He's absolutely clueless as to how he insults himself. He doesn't even understand what an insult that is to himself. He has no idea when he attacks Trump on eminent domain. He has no idea that the Keystone Pipeline is private. He thinks it's public, or at least he wants to pretend that it's public because he doesn't want to offend the Koch brothers who want to get that pipeline through there. But then he also is clueless about the fact that his brother and the Bush family used eminent domain for private use in Texas when they built their stadium. But, of course, Donald Trump was quick to point that out as well. But he points out, I'm not dead yet, okay? It's kind of like a Monty Python skit, you know. I'm getting better, you know, when he comes out there. So, for the moment, it didn't matter that Bush spent $36 million in New Hampshire. He built the best organization in the state. And he came in fourth place. Yes, it was a victory. He's not dead yet, okay? But that day is coming. Meanwhile, Chris Christie looks like he may be considering dropping out. He's canceled a South Carolina primary event. Of course, that's the next place they're all going. He'd been due to speak at a forum on legal and constitutional issues in Charleston today. He will not be attending. He said publicly that he's going to take a deep breath, assess what comes next, and he was going to go back home and consider that with his family. Meanwhile, we hear from Donald Trump today that he had a long talk with Christie last night. The two discussed the idea of the governor getting out of the contest, said Trump. And Trump was very complimentary of Chris Christie. He said he did an amazing job in terms of the debate. As a prosecutor, he's a friend of mine. He actually called me last night. We had a long talk. He's a little disappointed because he really did do a great job. He did an amazing job during the debate. He congratulated me, Trump continued, and said, it was just unbelievable what you've done. I mean, the numbers were fantastic, etc. He says, he's a friend of mine. I thought he was very effective. But here's the deal, folks. He finished in sixth place. And it was a must win, at least into a fifth place position for Kasich, for Christie, and for Fiorina. If they didn't come in at least fifth place, they were not going to be in the next debate in South Carolina coming up this Saturday. Christie finished in sixth place. Fiorina was, I think, next to last. So they will not be in this debate. And that's really key for Christie. That's where he is going to shine, as we've seen. That's his strength. He's a prosecutor. He's a lawyer. He's very good at that. He really nailed Rubio to the wall, a classic exchange that will always be remembered. He spent 72 days in New Hampshire, just as we saw Jeb Bush and Kasich go there. And, of course, Jeb Bush did the traditional thing. Kasich did the traditional thing, and it's really not working, folks. You know, coming in 19, 20 points behind the leader in a race that is that divided, that's really not much of a victory. The establishment thinks that they're going to be able to move forward with Kasich, but it's really kind of a case of, you know, a desperate reach out to an Obi-Wan Kasich, as I said in the last segment. You know, you're our only hope, Obi-Wan Kasich. But it's also, he's also Jeb's other brother. You know, Jeb's got W as a brother, but Kasich is his layman brother. The two of them were involved in making a ton of money selling junk stuff to people. Kasich, in his particular case, he was selling junk investments to public pension funds and getting hundreds of thousands of dollars for it just before Lehman Brothers went belly up. That's the amazing thing, that these guys can do this and continue to do this and get away with it. That is going to come back to haunt him. I guarantee you that's going to come back to haunt John Kasich. We're going to be talking to Richard Reeves at the bottom of the hour. He's been our reporter in New Hampshire. He's going to fill us in on what he saw there at the on the ground and the people that he's talked there. He's talked to a lot of people who are with the various campaigns. Talked to Trey Gowdy, Marco Rubio. Talked to people with the Trump campaign. So we're going to be talking to him at the bottom of the hour. One of the things that supports that, of course, is the products that we sell at InfoWarsLife.com. And we try to help our listeners as well by offering specials. We got two specials today that are going to be ending on Wednesday. Today is the last day of these two specials. We got 15% off our new product, Anthroplex, if you buy it in conjunction with Super Male Vitality. And, of course, they've been formulated to work together and to supplement each other. That's a new pill formulation, Anthroplex is, and it is it works in conjunction with Super Male Vitality. You get those two together today only. This sale ends, those two together, 15% off. Plus, you get an additional 10% off if you sign up for AutoShip. We also have another special that's ending today, and that's Silver Bullet. Silver Bullet, 15% off, ends today. So both of those specials are ending today. Go to InfoWarsLife.com. Help to support our operation, and we'll be right back. We're going to be joined with Richard Reeves.
I'm just a sweet old lady who needs help crossing the street. But the real reason I want to get to the other side is so I can steal your identity along the way. While you're holding onto my hand, the RFID reader in my purse is capturing all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even your work ID badge isn't safe. Oh, you have an RFID chipped subway pass? Well, now, so do I.
Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago to prevent electronic pickpocketing, even when your wallet is open. Imitators don't do that. ID Stronghold wallets even cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection. Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallet.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
IDStronghold.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I can see 4 miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. In this segment, we're going to take a look at what happened on the Democrat side. There's an interesting article on RT from Julian Assange. He said a vote for Hillary Clinton is a vote for endless, stupid war that spreads terrorism. And, of course, he kind of ran down her resume. I thought it was very interesting. I want to read a couple of quotes of what he tweeted out. Julian Assange said, a vote today for Hillary Clinton is a vote for endless, stupid war. Years of experience in dealing with Hillary Clinton have read thousands of her cables. He said, Hillary lacks judgment, will push the U.S. into endless wars, which will spread terrorism. And then he kind of summed up her experience here. Because, you know, when you look at the exit polls coming out of New Hampshire, the breakdown in terms of the Democrat voters, they said 32% of them were looking for a candidate who was honest and trustworthy. Another 27% said the thing that they were looking for first in a candidate was someone who cared about people. Okay, now if you total those up, the 32, the 27, that's 59%. That's basically what Bernie Sanders got. Then you've got another 27% who said they wanted a candidate with the right experience. 13% who said they wanted electability. You total those two up, you got 40%. That's essentially what Hillary got. So on Hillary's side, you know, people are voting for Bernie Sanders because they think he's honest, authentic, that he's trustworthy, he cares about people. Okay? The people who are supporting Hillary Clinton are supporting her because they like her experience, they like her electability. Now, her electability took a big hit yesterday, but let's talk first about her experience. And let's let Julian Assange speak. What he said was, Libya has been destroyed. It's become a haven for ISIS. The Libyan National Armory was looted. Hundreds of tons of weapons were transferred to jihadists in Syria. Having learned nothing from the Libyan disaster, Hillary then set about trying to do the same thing in Syria. Hillary's war has increased terrorism, killed tens of thousands of innocent civilians, has set back women's rights in the Middle East by hundreds of years. Okay, so that's from someone who is essentially on the Democrat side, speaking as a Democrat who's looking at it. When they start to understand what Hillary's experience, quote unquote, amounts to, they're going to be very angry if they really take an honest assessment, an honest look at it. And that's what Julian Assange talked about. And, of course, there's the issues about how she is not the trustworthy candidate. She is not the candidate who cares about people. But if you take away the people who think that she's got the right experience, okay, she's already losing 60-40. You take away that 27% that say they want somebody with the right experience, okay, now she's losing 87 to 13. And then you look at those last 13%. You've got people now wondering, is she really electable? Of course, that's why Michael Bloomberg has been talking so much about this. That's why he's floated the idea that he's going to get in. And, of course, the Presidential Debate Commission is saying, we would welcome Michael Bloomberg. Not going to welcome a third-party candidate. Not going to welcome other independent candidates, but yeah, Michael Bloomberg, we'd welcome him. Think about the fact that in order to get into these various debates being run by Fox or CNN or CBS, they've got thresholds that are like 3, 4, 5% to get into the debates. If you want to get into the non-crowded debate for the final presidential debate as an independent, as a third party, to get in there and talk to the other two candidates, you have to have 15% before they let you speak. 15%. If they had that kind of threshold, you would have basically a debate between Donald Trump and John Kasich. That would basically be it, or Donald Trump and maybe they'd add Ted Cruz. Now the rest of the people would be able to speak. Is that really what we want? Is that something that really serves us? I mean, one of the few things that is valuable, I think, about the presidential races are the fact that we have a discussion of policy. That we get to see who these guys really are. Are they empty suits like Marco Rubio, who've just been wound up and put up on stage and given some talking points? Or can they really think, do they really have principles that they believe in, that they can support, that they can articulate from one speech to the other? Or do they just repeat these talking points like a robot? So when you look at this from this standpoint, you've now got people like Bill Maher coming out in the LA Times and saying that Hillary Clinton is essentially a Charlie Brown. So when they're looking at this, now they're starting to look at her electability. And now her even that is starting to look bad. But you look at this tenuous hold, and I think that what we saw there in in New Hampshire with a breakdown 60-40 between the people that think, all right, she can win, she's got great experience, not so much. That's only 40%. The other 60% of the people are looking at Bernie Sanders and saying, you know, not only do we trust him more than Hillary, trust anybody really more than Hillary, but this guy could probably win the nomination. She is in deep trouble. I don't think it's going to help them to float Michael Bloomberg. I think that's simply going to split the liberal vote, and I can't imagine anyone voting for Mr. Nanny State. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Richard Rees, fresh return from New Hampshire, our reporter on the ground there.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Secret 12, InfoWars Lights, vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and cannot be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutramedical grade bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. InfoWars Life. Secret 12.
You've heard Infidel Body Armor ads for years. You've thought about investing in body armor, but just haven't found the time. Stop. Now is the time. You want the industry leader. You need a proven product. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Products made in the USA, designed to protect Americans. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Get yours before time runs out.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and joining me live in studio right now is Richard Rees. Richard has been our reporter live on the ground in Iowa and New Hampshire, and that reminds me, the thing that allows us to keep up this operation, to send our reporters out, of course, are the products that we sell at InfoWarsLife.com. We appreciate your support, and we try to offer you the very best quality products that help you with your health. We've got a couple of specials as well that are ending tonight. We've got Silver Bullet, 15% off. That ends tonight, as well as 15% off our new product. This is Anthroplex. It is a sister product to Super Male Vitality. The two of them are designed to work together synergistically. Now, of course, Super Male Vitality is a liquid formulation. Anthroplex is a twice-daily pill formulation. You can get those two together, and, of course, they work together, but they also work together as a sale, 15% off and free shipping. Now, this sale is going to end tonight for Anthroplex and Super Male Vitality, as well as the sale for the Silver Bullet. Both of those are going to end today. And in addition to the free shipping, in addition to the 15% off, you can also get an additional 10% off if you sign up for AutoShip. That'll guarantee that you don't run out of these products. Even if we start to run low on supplies, we make sure that the auto ship people are taken care of. So you can get an additional 10% discount, as well as make sure that you're not going to run out of these supplements in the future. Again, 15% off Anthroplex and Super Male Vitality. That ends today. And also 15% off Silver Bullet. That ends tonight as well. Well, Richard, it's been an interesting couple of primaries. Of course, they're going to be going to South Carolina. I guess you're going to be going there as well coming up.
Well, definitely. We've got South Carolina coming up, and then the Nevada caucuses coming up during this month.
And we've had Chris Christie, as I reported earlier, says that he took some time off. He canceled an event today in South Carolina. And let's play a clip from Chris Christie where he says he's going to take a little bit of time to reconsider things.
Mary Pat and I spoke tonight, and we've decided that we're going to go home to New Jersey tomorrow, and we're going to take a deep breath, see what the final results are tonight, because that matters, whether we're sixth or fifth, and exactly how all the final votes will be counted. And because so many New Hampshire residents came out to vote today, it's going to take a while to count these votes. So we want to see exactly what happens. And so we're going to go home to New Jersey to wait. By tomorrow morning, tomorrow afternoon, we should know. We should know what the vote count is, and that's going to allow us to make a decision about how we move from here in this race. But there's no reason to go to sit in South Carolina in a hotel room to hear that. We'll go home. We haven't been home for 2 weeks, so we can actually get a change of clothes, which would be a nice thing. And that's right. And so we will go home to New Jersey tomorrow morning. We will make a decision on our next step forward based upon the results that come in here completed here in New Hampshire. But on behalf of Mary Pat and Andrew.
Okay, let's stop it there. Of course, he was saying we were just going to go back and see if he was going to come in at fifth or sixth place. What he did was he came in sixth place. He needed to come in fifth place in order to stay alive in the debates. They're going to have a debate in South Carolina on Saturday. He didn't make that. So he's going to be out of the debate. That's been his forte. He spent 72 days in New Hampshire. He spent a lot of time there, worked that very hard, just like Kasich did. But he didn't make fifth place. He didn't make 10%. So all of his votes went to Donald Trump, who was the winner. Very disappointing for him. And as we reported earlier, he called Donald Trump last night, and they talked about the future. Didn't say what was discussed, but of course Donald Trump was very complimentary of Chris Christie. He would like to have his support one way or the other.
Well, sooner or later, he's got to put the hammer lock on Chris Christie later on to get him to cooperate with his agenda.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's starting that game already, which is good to see, because, you know, if you just totally make enemies, salted earth, nuclear, political wasteland,
yeah,
then you can't get stuff done.
Well, that's interesting, because we've seen this now with both Chris Christie and with Ben Carson. When you see the kind of the train wreck that really wasn't the fault of the candidates. If you got that B-roll, guys, you can put that up there. The train wreck where they were announcing the candidates on the Saturday debate. And Ben Carson came out part of the way, and because of the applause and because he was between backstage and front stage, he was confused, couldn't hear his name. And Donald Trump came out there and stood behind him, kind of said, I think they want you to go out, Ben. Ben wasn't sure, so he stood there, and he stayed there with him. And then, you know, Jeb Bush goes around him, kind of gives him a funky look. You can see this happen. We're playing it here for people who are looking at it. But, you know, it's kind of a conciliatory move towards Ben Carson. Ben Carson was asked by Neil Cavuto if he'd consider being a VP nominee for Donald Trump. He said, yeah, I'd consider it. I mean, that's unusual. You don't usually hear that. Most of the time they'll just say, we're not going to talk about that. I'm still in the race. So he's reached out. He's been conciliatory. He's been kind of nice to Ben Carson, nice to Chris Christie on his remarks last night. So, yeah, he's trying to be a little bit more of a politician, a diplomat with some of the people who are possibly going to be dropping out soon.
Right. Well, as I'm sure you probably saw, and the InfoWarriors in the audience probably saw, that when Trump was angry and attacking Cruz harshly occasionally and attacking Jeb Bush harshly, then they would seize on those moments, making Donald Trump look very angry, you know, so that was part of the game. So that's just like on our homepage today on InfoWars, I see here that, you know, they're Fox making it look like that Trump dropped an F-bomb
in an
audience in a speech. And by the way, that scene that you just showed about the Saturday night debate where Ben Carson held up because he thought he didn't get called out yet to come to the stage. Trump talked about that in a speech and said, you really could not hear. You could not hear what was going on. So it was a matter that Carson actually, you know, he didn't hear the cue.
Well, it was a total train wreck. I mean, right. They even had, after they did get Trump and Carson out on stage, they still had John Kasich way back there. Chris Christie said, you want me to introduce Kasich? They had forgotten to introduce Kasich. So it wasn't really the candidate's fault. It was really the people who were running the debate.
And I had not seen that particular shot, but there's actually one guy in the background that's waving Carson on there.
Yeah, he comes out a couple of times from the back, sticks his head around, and goes, go on, and then sees he's on television and pulls back. So it was a real train wreck. It was kind of funny.
Going back to the Chris Christie situation, you know, last night as we discussed, I was really concerned that the powers that be were going to jigger his numbers up to the 10% threshold. And as I'm looking this morning, I see that he actually dropped down a percentage. So really,
but they did get Rubio a hair over 10%, 10.7%.
I'm telling you, they're not done with Rubio. They might have kicked him down a notch
for this
New Hampshire primary. But I still think he's a fair-haired boy of the New World Order.
Oh, they like him. He gave them everything that they wanted. And what he did was he played the conservatives, the Tea Party's for suckers. That's why Phyllis Schlafly and others are so angry at him. He came in and he campaigned as somebody who was with them on immigration, on many other issues. And as soon as, and I remember when they came in, I remember Rand Paul was part of that class, Mike Lee, Marco Rubio, and everybody said, oh, good, we got some people who we think are going to do what conservatives want to do. And he was the one who betrayed everybody worse than anyone. Well, worse than anyone.
And see, I think that key point that you make, David, is one of the things that makes him a favored son.
Oh, yeah.
The New World Order is, hey, we want these guys that can really deceive the people and the masses out there. And so Marco Rubio's
ability to say or do anything, the
chameleon that he is, to look like a Tea Partier, to look like somebody that's interested in the Constitution, liberty, freedom, etc., and then stab him in the back. That ability right there, that, you know, that's like, hey, you rise to the top when you have that in the New World Order system.
Well, the interesting thing is, as I reported just a few minutes ago, there was record turnout on the GOP side. Not so much on the Democrat side. It wasn't a record for them. But still, if you look at the demographics across the board for both Trump and Sanders, they basically carried everything across the board. So when you look at the 33-35% that Trump got, he got that in pretty much every demographic, whether you're breaking it down by income or by race or by age or by sex. And the same thing for Bernie Sanders. I mean, he really clobbered Hillary Clinton. He beat her in everything except for the over 65. I guess she got the grandma vote. You know, she was telling the Spanish people, yeah, I'm going to be your abuela or whatever the Spanish term for grandmother is. I guess that's what she was. She got the grandma vote.
And I think that when you look at that faction, the over 65, clearly, what are they watching? You know, they're not on a computer.
Good point.
They're not reading.
Good point.
They're not online. You know, they don't have smartphones even, probably. Yes. They've still got, they've got a cell phone, but it's just basically text and phone calls.
It shows the power of the mainstream
media. They still have it. They're dangerous.
Exactly.
They're dangerous. When is an animal most dangerous?
Yeah.
When they're cornered.
When they're wounded.
And we've got them cornered, folks.
Well, I told the story. I'll briefly recap it. Back in 1992, when I was with the Libertarian Party, we had a very unknown candidate, Andre Marouhi. He'd been the VP for Ron Paul when he ran 4 years earlier. He was a state rep in Alaska, and he was running as a Libertarian. But an activist had given a subscription to Libertarian magazine to everybody in Dixville Notch, the little town that votes at midnight, okay?
Right, where Kasich prevailed and Bernie prevailed.
Yeah, but they had given a subscription to a Libertarian magazine to everybody there, and Andre Marou won that. Mm-hmm. And when I saw that, I thought, that's the power of being able to inform people. And there wasn't any way, back in 1992, there wasn't any way to break that monopoly that mainstream media has. I call them the eyewash media because it really is a propaganda method. You couldn't break that. You couldn't afford to give a subscription to that many different people, right? And you didn't have the internet. You didn't have InfoWars. You didn't have the Drudge Report. You didn't have these alternative ways that people could get their information. And that's what we're seeing. It's a good point. We point out the people over 65, they're getting all their information from watching mainstream news, and we can see what a lock that gives the establishment.
You know, they're watching Good Morning America. They're watching the ABC, CBS. I mean, they're not even watching the news channels like CNN and Fox, most likely. Most likely they're getting everything from that 5:30 ABC, CBS, NBC, big national news.
That's right.
And another thing you talked about when you just mentioned Maru about how he went up to Dixville Notch in New Hampshire and did retail politics and was victorious with that. Well, you know, the big states of Iowa.
Well, he didn't even go there.
Oh, he
did? It was
okay.
Simply the strength of the information coming from a monthly subscription, giving people just a little bit of a different insight, a different perspective, giving them the liberty perspective.
So yeah, retail politics in the mailbox.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Exactly.
So retail politics in the mailbox. And, you know, with Iowa and New Hampshire, you know, they're not big necessarily in geographical size, but they're big as far as, you know, these presidential races. Retail politicking is at a premium. And we've learned that. We've seen, you know, in 2008 with Mike Huckabee, on the ground, thumping, winning the state out of nowhere with the mainstream media push. So he had that big advantage right there because the mainstream media literally brought him in as the faux Ron Paul in 2008. I know we talked about it before, but it's still important to look back and see those moments in history. Then Santorum with his ground game and a big mainstream media push. But Cruz really did earn that Iowa victory. I think now the shenanigans that he did with Carson, not good. You know, I don't know
really
that at all.
Has.
But he did shake the most hands. Now, in New Hampshire, we had John Kasich was the leader with the ground game. Christie was number two, but that didn't benefit Christie as much because, you know, people, when they see him in person or whatever, they'll come and see him at an event or whatever, but I just don't think he's a likable guy.
Yeah.
When they see him, they like some of the things he says about national security and things like that. But
New Hampshire's a little bit more liberal. Maybe they don't oppose his policies. But, I mean, Chris Christie is, he's been somebody who campaigned to put in an assault weapon ban. And he's not with us on very many issues. This guy is very authoritarian in terms of, he comes at it from perspective of a prosecutor. And in spite of all of the personal stories that he has about a family member who was, actually it wasn't a family member. That was Colleen Fiorina. But he talks about a colleague of his whose life was destroyed by prescription drug abuse. But he still wants to hammer this war on drugs, and he still wants to shut down the 10th Amendment and tell these states that have said we're not going to send people to prison for marijuana. He says, no, I'm going to do it as president.
Well,
he's very,
you know,
authoritarian.
If Chris Christie drops out of the race, maybe Hollywood calls him and they start a new series of The Sopranos.
That's what he would do really well.
That's a possible thing. But anyway, one of the ways that we would kind of try to gauge whether the polls were correct or what the sense is out there is literally by going to events, and we would pop into, you know, as many different events as we could. In some cases, we would stay for the whole event. In other cases, we would just pop in. And with Chris Christie, on the last pop-in event that we did with Chris Christie, it was literally at an internet cloud-based business where the majority of the crowd, well, probably a third of the crowd was press out of maybe somewhere 100, 150 people. Probably about 150 people total. So you're talking about 50 of it was press, and the other probably out of the 100, probably 70, 80 were people that worked there at that facility, you know, taking a break.
Yeah.
Which was, just basically a set up deal. So, probably 20 or 30 people came from the outside as guests to actually see Chris Christie. And so when I saw that, I knew that, even though he's done all the groundwork and et cetera, then shaking the hands, that he was going to be single digits.
Well, I think he's smart enough.
They didn't engage black box voting.
He's not going to do too well going down to South Carolina, especially if he's not in the debate. I think he's smart enough to try to cut a deal for something with a person who now looks like the nominee, Donald Trump, while he's still got 8 or 9%. Of course, Carly Fiorina is just going to ride this train into the ground. She's not going to get out no matter what. She can go flatlining.
You just made me think of something right there. Chris Christie calling Donald Trump. I don't know, we know that at 8%, Chris Christie gets either one or two, at least one, maybe two New Hampshire delegates, or would have, but they passed
yeah.
to Trump.
Yeah, no, he didn't. Yeah, yeah.
Now, what this phone call might be is Chris Christie. Here's how it works, folks. You know, we talked about how every state has a different system on how they get the delegates to Cleveland. They have a system in New Hampshire that I could not have imagined. Okay? The way the system is in New Hampshire is the candidates file to run for president back in November of 2015, and then a week or two after filing, they each have to submit a list of about 40 candidates that they like, that they know in New Hampshire, that are registered eligible voters in New Hampshire. Each candidate lists their slate of potential delegates mm-hmm. of like 40 names. Mm-hmm. Okay. So this phone call, what it may really be about is Chris Christie saying, hey, you know, normally I would get X number of delegates. Here's a couple of names off my list. I want you to put them on there.
Oh, in case it goes to a brokered convention.
Yeah. So that's a danger. That's a danger yeah. right there. So Donald Trump, if you hear this episode, this show today, don't fall for that.
Well, who knows? I mean, he might be negotiating for an attorney general position.
Well,
like that, you
know. He could be, but do we want that?
Well, I don't. And that's one of the things that concerns me. You know, I agree with Donald Trump on the trade issue. We've talked about that. I think it's very important. I think he is really the only block that we've got at the moment to TPP. I think anybody else in the GOP or the Democrat side is going to basically sign on to TPP. I don't trust Bernie Sanders to push that back. Certainly Hillary Clinton is all for it, the rest of the establishment candidates. So that's important. But when you look at the other stuff, it does concern me so much about Donald Trump's authoritarian urges. That's something that I'm very concerned about. But I think the key thing here is that we have to understand that we're not going to have some savior as president. We're going to have to do the heavy lifting for our liberty. We're going to have to do that at the state and local level. The presidential race isn't going to deliver that for us, and it's very clear at this point. Stay with us.
Winter
has right
just
back.
Begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
To the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to our reporter Richard Reeves, who's been live on the ground in Iowa and in New Hampshire. He's going to be heading back now to South Carolina to see what happens there. We're just kind of getting his impressions. He's been following a lot of reports, but of course, just talking to him about the things that he saw on the ground. We were talking during the break. I asked him if he saw any rallies on the Democrat side. Tell us what you saw with the Sanders. And
well, on this New Hampshire trip, we weren't able to squeeze in going to an actual big event, but we did see an impromptu Bernie Sanders rally marching down the streets with Bernie Sanders in the midst of it.
Oh,
got to give him credit, man. That guy.
Do they have like hammer sickle flags and Che Guevara t-shirts? Or?
Well, not quite yet, but they are the most fervent supporters anybody could have. The Trump supporters are fervent. They're hot to do the work, make the phone calls, you know, knock on doors and all that. But Bernie Sanders, that group, that's unparalleled, you know, because they are younger.
They're going to get their college loans paid off. That's a motivating factor there, right?
They want their health care paid for. They want their college loans paid off, and they want free college. So, it's amazing that instead of actually paying them, you know, it's talking about, well, you're not going to have to pay for this or whatever. So I guess that's what's really firing them up. But, you know, Bernie is really right about one giant issue, one big issue. And that's campaign finance.
Mm-hmm.
Campaign finance, you know, for anybody to run a U.S. Senate race or for anybody to run for a U.S. House race, you know, you got to get casting couch.
Yeah, here's the problem. It's the same thing we've got with, like, the wall at the border. I think that's the wrong solution to a real problem, okay? And you get the wrong solution when you don't understand what the source of the problem is. We're going to be talking to the vice president of the Border Patrol Association in the next hour. But when you don't understand that the situation at the border is because you're offering people amnesty and free tuition and all kinds of, you know, the welfare state, and because of the war on drugs, you're bringing in the violence and you created these gangs. When you don't understand the root cause, then you're not going to come up with the right solution. And the thing about campaign finance is that's an artificial construct. That never works. They'll always find a way around it because you have incentivized. There's such an incentive for companies to buy access to Washington because there's so much money and power there. That's the problem. There's too much money and power in Washington. That's the problem, and you're never going to be able to solve it with some kind of artificial campaign finance reform. That'll never solve the problem. You got to get the power and the money out of Washington. It's the corruption.
Well, and that's got to be addressed because, like I said, if you're a U.S. senator, these guys are all sold out.
Yeah.
And that's Donald Trump's thing, too.
Yeah.
On the other side, of course, he's bringing his own money to the table, and he talks about that these guys are sold out. They belong to their donors. They're going to answer to their donors. So but I want to shift into real quick before we're out of time in this segment is talking about the current delegate count, because that's one thing that we really need to watch, folks. Trump has come out now with the delegates from Iowa and New Hampshire total up to 17 delegates. And the complete total with all the delegates for Iowa and New Hampshire add up to 45 delegates. So he's standing at 37% of the current delegates. And as we talked about, you mentioned earlier in the show about superdelegates, et cetera, Trump really needs to be going into Cleveland, Ohio at the RNC in July with a 60% cash of delegates.
Because of the games that are played with the superdelegates that are part of the establishment, both Republicans and Democrats.
We saw how they stacked that delegation that showed up Saturday.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's why these establishment candidates, other than Marco Rubio, you've got Chris Christie, you've got Jeb Bush, you've got Kasich, they will not talk about, hey, get yourself to Cleveland, because they don't need to, because it's always been just, hey, status quo for them.
Yeah.
Their people show up.
Well, we're going to continue with Richard in the next segment. I just want to remind people that we have the 15% off Silver Bullet, as well as the 15% off the package of Anthroplex and Super Male Vitality. That will end tonight. Go to InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.